Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You ever feel like you could just use a good vomiting?
Yes, buddy. I think you're right.
You know what'd be good right now?
Just a
good old-fashioned bleep.
Do some yak.
We're going to supply that for you right now.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Everything listed on this story makes me want to vomit.
Oh, yay! We're going to watch Slacker yak.
Here's the deal. It's ice cream month. I don't know why, because it's hot.
It's ice cream month.
It's oppressively hot.
It really
is. Can I ask you a weird side question? How come, like, when it gets this hot, I feel like you should quit smoking?
Odd that you should bring that up.
Yeah.
It is so oppressively hot that I get that sick feeling in my stomach,
like
just from the heat.
Yeah.
Yes, where even if I drink water or eat something, even I'll smoke less. I'll take fewer drags because of that.
So why don't you take advantage of ice cream month and
go ahead and substitute
out, yes,
ice cream
for cigarettes. And I've got some amazing flavors that will make me barf.
Yay!
That will probably make you very happy.
Okay. I don't
feel good.
I can see the bile already coming up on you.
By the way, I read a thing. I don't think I have this in front of me, but like mint chocolate chip is still like the number one flavor. And that's stupid.
Yes, that was recent.
That's stupid.
I know.
That's not the number one. Vanilla is the number one flavor because you buy it not just to eat by itself, but you put toppings on it.
Thank you.
You put it on top of pie.
It's versatile.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Vanilla is the Phillips head screwdriver.
Okay.
Of ice cream.
And if there's a vanilla manufacturer that's not using that
we're the Phillips head screwdriver of ice creams. Oh, mint chocolate chip. Yeah, you got it all.
No, it sucks.
You know what you can do with vanilla?
What?
Put mint on it and chocolate chips on it.
Boom.
Can you make mint chocolate chip taste like vanilla?
No.
Yeah.
Good point.
So if you're into the mint chocolate chip, great. If you're into any of the other flavors,
cookies
great.
And cream.
That is my daughter's favorite.
That's not bad. It's a good one. What? What happened?
We were recently in Stapleton. This is just a shameless plug. I don't even know the name of the restaurant.
Okay.
It's you're out in like the Stapleton area. We go to like Cattivella is an Italian place and Los Chingones is a taco place. We love both those places. But they've been building this like half airplane looking thing. It looks like an airplane. And I thought it was just a piece of art. It's like the fuselage and then one wing.
Okay.
And it's like, it's cool. Turns out it's an ice cream place. Oh my God, I'm on this total tangent. But I have to tell you, if you're into cookies and cream, which I'm not, but I am now.
You can't do cream.
This place, because it's just vanilla ice cream, so I can kind of pretend.
Oh, okay.
My daughter goes up and she's like, what kind of ice cream get? She's like, they have like salted Oreo. I'm like, gross.
Wow.
And she ordered the salted Oreo. So it just basically looks like cookies and cream. You put this in your mouth, and it is the greatest thing. I have never had anything this good in my mouth in my life. I honestly don't know the name of the company. I don't.
Stapleton.
Yes, it's in like the Stapleton area by Cattivella and Hashtag. They're all like, and next door, it's like this little, I almost want to move to Stapleton. The houses are way too close together.
That's true.
But it's just, you can walk to sick places like this.
Which is awesome.
But, dude. Salted Oreo ice cream
is the best ever.
I'm not gonna
salted Oreo.
I look at your face.
Yeah.
I made the same face.
And then
if I had something to put in your head right now, you would freak the F out. It is so good.
Field trip to Stapleton.
Let's go.
Field trip.
Okay, never mind about what we were gonna do.
Okay.
We gotta go to Stapleton. I'm not kidding, dude.
For salted Oreo,
it's. Because you're just, oh my God, the salt is just the right amount of salt. It's like salted caramel, but it's good.
How's their vanilla?
I didn't try it, Steve.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the ice cream flavors that we need to get to here. Because it's National Ice Cream Month, somebody went and scoured the earth for ice cream flavors that we don't have here. Like in Falkirk, Scotland.
Oh.
They have mayonnaise flavor.
Mayonnaise ice cream, dude. We all take spoonfuls of mayo and just eat it straight. Just think if we mix it in with an ice cream. What do you mean? Dude, that's the best. Are we talking Miracle Whip or we're just regular mayonnaise?
It says the owner calls it as a full-on hit of fat and cream followed by an eggy, milky aftertaste.
Oh, who wouldn't
There's
love that?
There's not a word in there that hits me anywhere that I want to be involved in.
Eggy and that's
eggy, milky aftertaste.
That's the best.
That is like the name of the restaurant in hell when I get there.
Eggy, milky.
We have reservations for you at Eggy, Milky Aftertaste. Oh, perfect. They're expecting you.
That sounds good.
Next, in so this is actually here in the West Coast, blue cheese pear ice cream.
Blue cheese, the greatest salad dressing ever invented.
Why Pears would you want that?
What?
Oh, God.
We all just take spoonfuls right out of the jar of that, out of the bottle. Oh, we could do that. With pears, do you ever take like a can of pears and you put them in the fridge? Then you eat the juice.
I'm guessing these are Cuther people than that. I'm sure Cuther is not a word, so they probably actually cut up pears. They're not like using the can of Dinty Moore pears. Yes. I don't even know who makes pears.
In the heavy syrup? They have the heavy syrup in there?
I don't think they do.
Oh.
Here's combining two things that I like, but I would still never eat it.
Oh, no.
Flaming Hot Cheetos ice cream.
Oh, you would eat that.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't do salty and sweet. Yeah, I just talked about salted Oreo. Damn it.
Ha ha.
In this.
You're on it.
You got to go to Koreatown in LA to get that.
Wow.
Garlic ice cream.
Garlic. Yes. Who wouldn't want that? You love garlic.
You're looking at. Yes. You don't do.
Then what's the problem?
I'm going to a weird plane in Stapleton. Throw some garlic on that bad boy.
Yes.
Don't. You ruined my salted Oreo. I'll hurt
it. Dude, it rocks.
Last one. You should know about this one.
Which one?
You can actually get it in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, because I used to live on the.
You did.
Lived in the Cape.
Lobster ice cream.
Dude. Lobster. We love lobster.
Here's the grossest thing about this.
Which part?
You start with a base of not vanilla ice cream, but butter ice cream.
Oh, no way. That's the best.
With lobster chunks.
Yeah, chunky. Oh. Put some chocolate on that syrup.
Oh, my God.
That's good
stuff. Even though I want to go eat that other ice cream.
We're going.
I'm never eating ice cream again.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.